Kedushin, Perek Dalet, Mishnah Yud, 4:10. The Mishnah now returns the topic of the ne'emanis, the believability that a person has regarding here his wife and his children and their yichus. So the starting point here is you have a person who is confirmed to be miyuchas, let's say he's a kohen, and he married a woman who is a miyucheset, and she's known to be a regular yisraelis, even of good pedigree. But then the Mishnah says, Misha yatza hu ve'ish shel medina sayam. This fellow and his wife, they're part, let's say, of our community, but then they go overseas for a period of time, and they're gone out of sight, out of the communal eye. And then uvahu v'ishto uvanav, at a later date, he and the wife and their children now all come back to our community. Va'amar, and the husband slash father says, isha sheyatzas imo l'medina sayam harehi zu. He says, that woman that I went with, that I married and went, you know, traveling abroad with all that time ago, this is the same woman. And ve'elu vaneha, and he says that the children here are her children. So in ein tzarach lahavi raya lo al ha'isha v'lo al ha'banim. There's no need for him to bring any further proof, like with witnesses, that the woman is miyucheset, or the children are her children, and are similarly, you know, miyuches, because he and she are both miyuches. No need to do anything more. Now, the question exactly what the chiddush here is. So the Tiferes Seral focuses on the point that maybe, you know, when she left, she was a 12-year-old girl or something, and now she's come back, you know, 35 years later as an older woman, and they don't recognize her. In which case, the chiddush is the husbands believe this is the same woman who was miyuchesed when she left. It's the same person, although people don't recognize her. Tosfos suggests the chiddush is on the fact that the children are the issue of the children that he's believed regarding them, and there's no chiddush at all regarding the mother. The point of our mission here is that he's believed and no further investigation is required, so that only applies to the children if the children are young and still karuch with the mother. That means like they sort of, you know, they're attached to her. So that means, you know, when she walks around, they, you know, hold on to her skirt and they walk with her, mommy. If they're older children than that, so there's no, that would suggest is like a chazaka, like these children are behaving as if they're her children, so you assume they are her children, we believe it. But once they're sort of independent kids, this could be even before, you know, bar and bat mitzvah, but they don't really, like, you know, cling so tight to mom anymore. So now there's no such chazaka, and he would have to actually, if we don't know who these kids are, maybe, you know, he adopted them or something, he needs, or for another wife, stepchildren, who knows what. The point is, to establish their yichus, if that's required, would require the testimony of witnesses. Besides for him, he alone is not sufficient. Okay, now, the Mishnah continues and says, Meisa ve'elu vaneha, if his claim is, listen, you know, me and my wife left 35 years ago, we had a family in Timbuktu, and now we're coming back, and my wife, meanwhile, died, but these are her children, and just, he's claiming, just as you know, that she was miyucheset, and I'm miyuchas, so these children are A-okay. So since we don't have the connection that connects the children to the mother, so we don't know who the children are, so then, mevi raya al habanim, he needs to bring a proof that these children are indeed the children of their mother, as he's claiming. That would be witnesses, that would say these children are, I don't know, maybe, you know, a notarized birth certificate, whatever it is, to prove that these children belong to the mother who we know is good. That would establish the link in the chain. We need to know, just as the mother was a kosher, so now the children are kosher as well. Veino mevi raya al aisha, but there's no need to bring any proof regarding the mother because she's established from before as miyuchas, and there's no need to do a new check again. Again, not perfectly clear exactly what the chiddush is of that part of the Mishnah is, but we're going to contrast with the next Mishnah where we'll say something a little different. So maybe it's structured to just be, you know, parallel the next Mishnah.